This is Defining New Media Marketing, the podcast. Your brief for insights, tips, and the future of new media marketing. Let's get started. Well, welcome to the show. Today is the last in the series of our content series of the future of content or creating content. Today we will talk about creating action with your content. I have to first thank everybody that sent over emails here in the last day, and that's Tony, Brad, Charles, Kelly, Sarah, Paul, Amy, Sandra, Kevin, and Kathy. Thank you for the emails. It's much appreciated, and I'm glad that this series on content has from feedback, it's cleared up a lot of things and actually provide a lot of great direction. So thank you for the emails, and once again, keep the emails coming. Any feedback, I appreciate. You can reach me at scott@ubrandinc.com or on Twitter. That's twitter.com/scottscanlon. And you are listening to Defining New Media, your first and last stop for new media news. Before we get started, I'd like to share with you a tool that I've been testing. It's called scoop.it. Now, you might have saw this tool mentioned in a story on Mashable a couple weeks ago. And it's about curation. So it's great for the topic that we talked about yesterday. And it's what it allows you to do, it allows you to curate different articles around subjects that you choose. And it lays it out in a very magazine-type style. I like it a lot. So in fact, if you want to check it out, I will link to it here on this post at Defining New Media. And I will curate going forward. I will start curating with this service all of the topics or the stories or whatever we talk about here on the podcast. So definitely check that out. I like the way it lays out. I like the tool. It's easy to use. And it's something that I hope it does take off. I do like the way it's aggregating content. I also have two other ones that I'm curating. One on history. If you listen to the podcast, you know that I love history. It's one of those things that I follow. So I'm curating information on history and kind of out of the way history news. And I'm also curating stuff on new media marketing. So defining new media, you know, in this podcast, if you listen for any amount of time, not only do we cover new media marketing, but we also cover sometimes just technology stuff, or we do series like this. So that defining new media is just for the stuff that's mentioned on the show. The new media marketing curation that I created there is just in relations to marketing. So just marketing news. So definitely check that out. So let's get started on creating action with your content. We're at the last show here, and this, I thought about, is this really where we should have started? Because this is the end goal. This is what we want people to do, right? We're creating content, or we're aggregating content, or we're curating content in order to drive to an action. But it's actually better to lay the foundation of what it takes to create good content before you add this extra sizzle to it of creating action. And the reason for that is because you want to create content that's just good, stands alone unto itself. So I'm going to share with you general rules and guidelines that I found useful and that I've seen out there as useful to creating call to actions and content and creating action with content. And the first one is I really break it down to two ways that you can create action with content. The two ways are overt and soft. And overt is when we're talking about a call to action in a piece of content that's overt would be such as, let's say at the end of this show, I mention, what I'd like you to do right now is go to definingnewmedia.com, hit subscribe, and leave a comment in iTunes and rate the show. That's an overt call to action. You know, order isn't the right word, but I'm asking you to go do something, but I'm really giving you a definite push, right? The other side of a call to action is soft. Soft call to action where maybe you will mention something or it's just an element of the piece of content. So let's use a picture. I know we used an example of a wine tasting, right? Well, let's say you have a picture of a glass of wine and you're leading up to your wine tasting in 2 weeks. A soft call to action could be a picture of the wine and then a subtitle or a something on that picture that says wine tasting January 14th, 2010 or come to our wine tasting January 14th, 2010. I consider that a soft call to action because it's not the main piece of content, but it's an important element that it still is there. And I believe every piece of content that you create should have a call to action, overt or soft. It should play into the ARCA marketing concept that we talked about as well, but it should also have at least some element of a call to action. Now, given your audience, given your approach, given who you are, given your strategy, it will depend on how often you do an overt or how often you do a soft call to action. And when we talk about creating call to actions, if we take a step back, content, there really is two roles for content. And I've debated this back and forth with a lot of people. And I believe that content can create action, and it also can create awareness. Oftentimes, it's dependent on the platform that it's in, and it's dependent on where that person is in the purchase cycle, or if they even are part of the purchase cycle, right? If they're even aware that they need a service or product that you sell. So I'd say the way to really identify how to create action is first identify how does this piece of content play a role in the purchase cycle. Now, if you haven't listened to the Purchase Cycle podcast, I believe we did two podcasts on that. Go back in the archives and definitely check that out. Got a great mind map with it and great content on the purchase cycle. But one of the questions you can ask yourself is where are they at in the purchase cycle and how do I create action from where they're at right here, right? And is an overt or soft call to action called for here? Another way to look at it too is what are you looking to create? You know, the person that's consuming this piece of content, are you looking to pull them into your sales funnel? Quote unquote sales funnel? Are you looking for them to maybe use the piece of content to drive referrals? I think another important element in a content strategy is this recognition. What I mean by recognition is oftentimes people will share things that they buy. They'll share things for a certain status symbol. And just providing the content for someone to easily share that could be a powerful motivator to your audience to get within their social circle, to drive word of mouth. So I think it's one of those things where I'd say you want to look and see what triggers will cause people to share. That's an important element. As social media is increasingly becoming interwoven into every element of media, television, radio, newspapers, the internet, you want to find ways that you can trigger people for them to share content. And an important element when we talk about sharing, and actually important questions that you should ask yourself is what would they like or what if they share this, how does it reflect upon themselves, right? If put yourself into the shoes of your audience and if they were to share this, because a lot of sharing happens when someone wants to share the discovery or share something funny or share something that they just found out about, amongst their social circle on Facebook, Twitter, wherever it may be, right? I know this is 101 social media stuff, but just doing that check and saying, if someone consumes this content and they wanted to share it, what would it say to their friends, their family, their coworkers? And is there something that I could create that would reflect better than what I've created so far? The other important question is, what would the receiver of that message, or how would the receiver of that message engage that piece of content? And can you create the trifecta, but that's not the right, because there's only two elements there. I don't know what the dua effecta, I guess you could say. But those two elements, what would reflect upon themselves, and how would the receiver engage the message, are two important elements that when you embed into all your content, it becomes very powerful. It's tough to do. It's not an easy thing to do, but it's something to consciously think about. You get better with it over time. But that's something that those are two questions that I would ask. And just answering those two questions as you're creating content will enable a lot of your content to be socially shared easily. There's another another really interesting concept I saw. And this comes from a January 6th post by Paul Ford. And the headline of this post is The web is a customer service medium, which is completely true. I think the more that anybody in any industry starts realizing, if they haven't already, that it really is a customer service medium, it's one of the best uses of Facebook. In fact, that in some cases, that is the only uses of Facebook for a organization or a business. But he does mention something in this post that I think is really succinct to understanding how to transform social, how to transform your content to serve this customer service role. And it's the new kind of service experience, flip the funnel concept, which is, what is customer service in your industry, right? And I imply you to read this post. It's a rather long post, but it's pretty good. At the end of it, the gist of it is, define what customer service is in your industry. And he gives a better example, and I'd actually use his example. He gives an example around books and authors, right? That industry is going through a change, disruption of digital, you know, the digital space, the internet, is disrupting the book and author industries, right? So his argument is, create a service experience around what you publish and sell. He doesn't say what that is, but whatever customer service means when it comes to books and authors, figure it out and do it. Do it in a partnership with your readers. Turn your readers into members, not visitors, not subscribers. You want members. And then don't just consult them, but give them tools to consult amongst themselves. I would add to that that's good. The membership example is great. But I think there's an element of the content creation that you use as a seed. As any membership needs a seed. And this is where the content strategy comes into play. Now, I bring this up here because I believe this is the next level of creating action with content, is thinking in the customer service realm. And I know it's kind of a big step, but I believe when you have all these other elements in place, you have to think about it's great that someone shares a piece of content, right? But what happens beyond that? So for instance, and this is, I saw this the other day and I wasn't sure what my take was on it. I'm still not sure. But P&G put together a website called Man of the House, okay? And it's sponsored by P&G. And it's basically a big kind of a, it's a magazine type blog. Okay. And it's about the modern man, which I, there's a better roundup article on Ad Contrarian that I'll link to as well, talking about that there's really only two types of men. But here's a couple stories from the website that they put together, from Man of the House, which is tips for surviving a weekend at Disney. What does your wife want from you? Four reasons not to tuck in your shirt, and how to clean the toilet in 30 seconds flat. So I guess from those posts, you can tell kind of where the, where their thoughts, the modern man is. But this site is basically sponsored by them. And it's from near as I can tell, or best I can tell, I guess I should say, it's really just a couple of bloggers that they either hired on or subcontracted to write articles to this new man niche, right? To the new male of today. And I don't like talking down other people's strategies because obviously they have the account. They're doing, I mean, it's by a firm Barefoot Proximity. So I'm not talking down the strategy, but I look at this and I wonder, all this effort in creating content, and I don't know how old it is, but by looking at it, it's not getting a lot of engagement. And my question is along something along these lines is, what is their expectation, right, of this as a long-term strategy, right? Is there another way in relation to what we've just been talking about to use content like this to create more of a membership community where you define boundaries? You define boundaries. You define the sandbox, but then you let the community grow into itself. There's plenty of examples. I mean, you got the American Express, their community that they have, right? We could go on with examples, but I would, if you're thinking about a content strategy, to me, something like Man of the House isn't the direction I would go. Because the more that you can get your community to interact amongst itself, the more you will have a strong, long-lasting strategy, content strategy, outreach strategy to your market. That's really, to me, when we, I ended this way with this series because content in itself is great and it can create action. And it's a good thing to, obviously, it's the way to market today. It's one of the ways to market today. It's not the end-all, be-all. Traditional media, I say traditional media, but radio, TV, search, display, still should be in your marketing mix. It's still extremely powerful. In the near future, 10 to 20 years, it's not going away. But with a content strategy, the more that you can create a, not only an audience, but a membership, is it will enable you to create greater word of mouth, more prospects, more leads, more sales. It's tough to do. It is not an easy thing to do by any means. But I would focus on really developing content and unique perspectives that isn't what everybody else is talking about, isn't what can be found in other places. So if you ask me what's my biggest problem with something like a Man of the House, right? The first thing is that at a glance, every story on there, it can be found in other places that in a better form, right? So for instance, iPhone versus Android. I understand that there's a little bit of engagement on this website here, you know, 70 comments. But I guess my larger question is that covered better in Engadget, right? Is it covered better in Gizmodo? Probably. I mean, you could argue the other way, too, if you don't like those websites. So I would, to me, it's about focus, creating action, and really having a purpose behind why you're spending your effort, your dollars, and the most valuable asset of time, your time on something like this, on this content strategy. So in closing, what we covered in this series was first step, content strategy, or really your content strategy, a content strategy should be part of your marketing mix. What that looks like will depend on your resources, your time, your goals. You have the option to create, aggregate, curate, crowdsource, combination of everything, or kind of like the Huffington Post example that we gave. You want to model out your personas, model out your target audience, internally look at how you can do this long term, because content strategy is not a short term strategy, it's a long term strategy. You have the option of curation. In fact, you want to check out our curation. I'll link to it at definingnewmedia.com. And every piece of content should create action in some form or fashion. I don't care if it's subtle. I don't care if it's just a small piece. I don't care if it's you're just nudging people with your copy. Every piece of content should have a purpose and should be creating some form of call to action. Otherwise, in my opinion, there's no reason to do it. As a marketer, I'm just saying, there's no reason to do it. So look, I appreciate you joining me here on this series, and tomorrow we'll get back to really just more news in new media. Got a lot of stuff lined up for that. And if you have any feedback, you can reach me at scott@ubranding.com or on Twitter. That's twitter.com/ScottScanlon. I will see you tomorrow.